Hi, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 75 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a twice-weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about local meetups, or as they call them, user groups, usually when you're talking in the tech space. And I've actually got a friend joining me. It's the first time in a long time we've done an interview, and this is the first time it's actually been an on-air interview. Back in the day, when it was video, I did interviews, but you can't do an on-air video interview very well, so we're actually on Skype, looking at each other's beards together right now. So joining me is Stephen Wade. It's at Stephen Wade Jr. He works at Help Scout, and he's also the creator of Upstate PHP, which is one of the more well-known PHP user groups. And he and I have been talking on Twitter for a while, got to meet each other for the first time at Sunshine PHP a couple weeks ago. And I just wanted to pick his brain and say, hey, you know what? I just decided I'm going to stay in Gainesville, and so I'm thinking about starting Gainesville PHP. I don't know anything about user groups other than having attended, and I just want to hear from you, kind of what's your story, and you know, what's the story behind Upstate PHP, and maybe are there any interesting tidbits about how you got started, or what motivated you, people who encouraged you, things that went well, things that went poorly, and just share some tips for people who are just starting or who are thinking about starting. What wisdom do you have to drop on us? No pressure.
Thanks, Matt. Yeah, so you know, I got started about 2 years ago. We started in, actually March will be our second year, our second anniversary.
Nice.
And I'm an extremely introverted person, and so being at the center of attention in a room full of strangers scares the crap out of me. So I'm not sure what, you know, led me to want to start this group. It was just I wanted community, and I wanted this group, so I needed to do it since no one else had at this point.
That makes sense.
And I honestly, going into this, I didn't have any experience. I had never actually been to a meetup group before. So I had no idea going in what to do, what to expect, and what kind of format it would be. So what I did was I selfishly just picked something that I wanted, and I ran with it.
And clearly it's worked out pretty well for you so far. So it's PHP in general, right? You're not focusing on any particular frameworks or anything like that?
Correct. Yeah, it's PHP in general, but what we do is we treat PHP as the so-called gateway drug, and so we know that the web is larger than PHP, so we have talks ranging from Ruby to Node to Go, anything that kind of ties in with web, and that can be your next step after PHP.
That's really interesting, because one of the things that's been kind of making me wary about starting a PHP user group is like, yes, I like PHP, but I also want to talk about a lot of other things, and I've been worried about being limited there. So even just you saying that made me feel like, oh, okay, you know, I don't have to do PHP all the way. It's the same thing where you like you put a name of a talk that's kind of what you're going to talk about, but you're really just going to talk about things you think people will like, and the talk is like the hook, the title's the hook to get them in the door. So, okay, so it's PHP, but it's also web in general. So you decided you're going to do it. You wanted that community. So what was the first step to actually starting the user group? What's the first thing you did?
First thing I did was actually come up with the name and then buy the domain name.
Yep.
And honestly, if I could go back, I would not do that. I didn't want to spend the $10 or $15 for meetup.com, but I would say to anyone starting that, do it. It's worth it, because going through the hassle of trying to buy a domain, handle email, you know, create a website for yourself, that's headache you don't want in the beginning. Hmm. So just pay the money for a meetup, see if someone can sponsor you and take care of that, and you'll actually get a lot better spread and a lot better discovery for people who are already on meetup looking for that.
So I bought GainesvillePHP.org, so you'd recommend I pay for a meetup subscription and just have GainesvillePHP.org just forward you over to my meetup landing page?
Yeah, I would, and especially when you're starting out, because I was actually wanting to be notified if there was a PHP user group that was going to start in my area. So if that happens, meetup.com will handle that for you, so you don't have to go through and do all the networking on social media.
Cool. That makes sense. And I'm a big fan of using pre-existing tools whenever possible. So, all right. So the first step is just to get that organization. But I feel like you had to meet people. You had to make the decision. You probably didn't just, well, maybe you did. Did you just announce your first one and just kind of run with it? Or where did it go from there?
Yeah. So I had a couple of friends that I worked with at the time for a local marketing company in town called Fuel. They actually supported us for the first few months, and they said, you know what, we'll host it here. You can have it here. We'll buy burgers and hot dogs. We'll grill them up. We'll invite everybody on over to the office. So the first meeting was really trying to get people to network and figure out who in Greenville wanted to be a part of this community and what kind of group they wanted to have. So I reached out to some other friends that I have in town, and honestly, I only knew of 5 PHP developers in my area. And the first meeting, we had 20. Which was amazing. Wow. I didn't know that community existed here locally. So that was a big surprise. But it was a very successful first meeting, and it was just we met each other, and then we all kind of talked about what we wanted out of the group.
Okay. And how big is the city that you're in? Like, to give us some context of like the proportion and numbers and everything.
Let's see. That's a good question. In relation to other cities, I'm not sure. I mean, we're a small city. Greenville is probably one of the bigger cities in South Carolina. And it's kind of one of the destination places as well in the upstate of South Carolina. But I think the city limits itself is around 100, 150,000.
Okay. I could have been Googling or Wikipediaing this while I, you know, you talked, but I was trying to actually pay attention. I'm not good at multitasking. All right. Population city is 62,000, but what about metro area?
Yeah, there's a lot more metro area. So we've got a few surrounding areas that all kind of tie in.
Yeah, but it's definitely not a big city, right?
No.
It's, you know, we're not talking, and we're not even talking like of the major college towns. I mean, I think Gainesville and Ann Arbor, which I'm familiar with, are both a couple hundred thousand. So I think of them as being relatively small. So the fact that you were able to get a place with at least the city proper has 60,000 and, you know, metro has a couple hundred thousand. You got 20 people off the bat, basically just through them hearing about it on Meetup. Is that kind of how it worked out?
Well, for me, it wasn't even on Meetup because I didn't go that route. It was word of mouth through some friends and, you know, friends of friends. We created a Facebook page because it was free, kind of blasted that out there, Twitter handle initially as well. And then it was just really, it was word of mouth from there.
That's really cool. Well, I have 1,000 questions I want to ask you, but when you do interviews on a purportedly 5-minute long show, you don't have time for a lot of questions. So I think the last thing I want to ask you is if somebody's just getting started, I mean, for me, I'm just getting started. I'm going to maybe, you know, after the baby comes, Gainesville PHP, you know, meetup, what's the number one thing that you wish you'd known up front? And maybe that's just the meetup tip, in which case I can ask you more questions, but is there just one thing that you wish you'd known?
It is the one thing I wish I had known, would be to be flexible. You know, find a format that works for you, find a time and stuff and all of that, and stick to these schedules and stick to these consistencies, but be flexible to change that. You know, membership levels will fluctuate, and that's okay. You know, don't freak out if you go below 20 after 6 months or, you know, things are seasonal, life happens, but just be able to go with the flow. You know, if you don't have a topic or a speaker every month, that's okay. Just get together, have pizza, and just talk shop.
Cool. I like that. So if I'm about to close out and do outros and all that kind of stuff, is there anything else you want to say to the people? And also, where should they find you? Where should they follow you? You got any plugs to give, anything like that?
The last thing I would say would be, you know, if you have the desire to do it, do it. You know, don't let inexperience, insecurities, anxiety, or any of the difficulties stand in the way. In the end, it's truly worth it. I've loved this process, and I'm looking forward to the next year. But yeah, you can find me on Twitter, GitHub, whatever. Stephen Wade Jr. is kind of my brand. Stephen with a V. Again, check out Help Scout. It's a great product, great company. Thanks for listening.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I like I said, I've already learned several new things on the span of this podcast, and I'm like, this is motivating. But again, I'm going to wait. It's going to be good. But it's super exciting just to hear, like, I don't know, the almost the casualness with which you talk, but I'm like, wait, I can't do that. I'm a big boy. I can figure this out. So
if I can do it, you can do it.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm saying that, but thank you. That is encouraging. So, all right. Well, I hope the rest of y'all enjoyed this. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Geek Show. We're at 5-Minute Geek Show on Twitter, number 5, 5MinuteGeekShow.com, FIVE. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes or via RSS. If you like the show, check it out, share it with your friends, rate it on iTunes. And thanks until next time. Matt Stauffer, 5-Minute Geek Show.
You ready?
Right on my lap.
Okay, can you say 5-Minute Geek Show?
5-Minute Geek Show.
Say see you later.
See you later, sweet potato.